Senator Lamar Alexander's announcement that he's not running for re-election in 2020 has observers predicting a shift. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports the departure of the three-term senator means a move away from a moderate approach to policymaking.
Decades before being a senator, Lamar Alexander was a governor. He was also a university president and a cabinet member. And those experiences have made Alexander a consensus builder, says Kent Seiler, a political scientist at MTSU.
Lamar Alexander is the go-to person for both Democrats and Republicans when they want a piece of bipartisan legislation passed.
Alexander's retirement puts Senator-elect Marsha Blackburn on track to be Tennessee's senior senator in 2020. She's a strong supporter of President Trump and describes herself as more conservative than Alexander. Senator Alexander's decision to not seek re-election came as something of a surprise, especially after a recent poll showed two-thirds of Tennessee Republican voters approve of how he's doing his job. Alexander says he wants to leave office while he is popular.
I like the idea of knowing when it's time to leave and leaving when I'm batting 400 instead of in some other condition.
Alexander says that during his last 2 years in D.C., he will focus on education and reducing healthcare costs. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.